What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in like always. Your host here, Mike, with a grateful heart, always saying thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for all the comments, the love, the subscriptions, the subscribers that you guys continue to bring along in this journey. I think one of the things that I do often is I'm always open and I'm sharing with you guys how all that little love accumulates to big love, which equals to inner child healing. So thank you guys so much for all the love. I do come kind of a little bit embarrassed right now because I know I should have delivered this episode today or earlier Tuesday. I think I'm hard on myself. But also trying to give myself grace the same way God would give me grace, and understanding that it's okay if it's coming out a little bit later than normal, a day after, because we're human beings and it happens. But more than anything, God is also teaching me that we push through. We don't just stop, because if I were to just use this excuse and say, hey, I messed up this episode, let's just stop it and not keep going forward, then that would be the end of the Mac Effect. And God tells me, like, look, you have a vision of you want things to go like this. But I have a vision and I know how things are going to go, and your things are going to go like this. And amen, this is one of them. So here we are doing that. So guys, also just giving you guys the FYI, not sure if it's going to happen or not, but it can possibly happen. I have my little one, JJ, running around. So if JJ, for whatever reason, decides to come on and make a special appearance on the episode, do not be alarmed. It's just my little ones running around. And, well, we got to work with what we have, right? You know, so it is what it is. Guys, I also, I have special guests planned for interviews. My last episode, I promised that I was going to have a guest. Please, I apologize. Bear with me. I have a couple guests coming in that I know are going to be of a blessing. It's just the schedules is what makes it very challenging and difficult to kind of lock it in and just be able to get these interviews going. But nevertheless, guys, another great episode, another great blessing that I know is coming from God. So on today's episode, guys, I want to talk about rejoicing even when it doesn't make sense. And that came through actually a devotional that I'm reading, and I'm going to share with you guys right here, post a picture of it by Rick Warren. It's a daily devotional that has been a blessing in my life. It's not the only book that I'm reading. I've learned and I've shared with you guys in the past that, you know, it's important to develop yourself, to read books, to read from either Christian believers or non-believers, to just start feeding your soul, start feeding your mind, start doing something different. And this devotional has really been of a blessing because it kind of hits you at the right time, at the right place. And it's been amazing. So today's topic is definitely inspired by that book. And yeah, I want to discuss a little bit about rejoicing, even when it doesn't make sense. So I think as human beings, it's normal for us to want answers to our questions. I think we go through a lot of battles, a lot of hardships in our lives that, truth be told, sometimes we don't have answers to these things. Like, we just kind of have to deal with what is coming, and it almost feels like tiene que ser a la brava. Like, it just has to be, you know, right there and then. This just happened, deal with it now, right? And as you get older, me, again, a lot of the stuff that I share with you guys is my personal experience. Like, as you get older, you start realizing things like, I didn't know this worked this way. I didn't know this operated this way. Like, I was so naive to this situation. But you start learning and maturing and growing, and I still got a lot more to do, right? But I start seeing things like, man, I'm noticing that I'm the type of person that when a situation comes that is very difficult and is very challenging, I tend to panic. Like, what do I do? What do I do? And I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do this. And thank God for my mentors. Thank God for my counselor, my sister, my friend Berito, that helps me out in situations where, you know, they kind of bring me back down to reality and say, hey, calm down. I will give you an example. A couple weeks back, I was with the kids and I had an accident. I sliced one of my fingers almost off, my fingertips. I don't know if I should put the pictures up for you guys. I started panicking and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I almost lost my finger and my fingertip and I need help. And I started seeing that Jordan, my son, was panicking and that Genevieve was very quiet, but like, oh my God, this is my fault because I asked him for pepinos and the slicer and blah, blah, blah. And God quickly kind of brought me into place and he said, Mike, if you don't show control, they're going to lose it. And I'm like, okay, God, all right. Calm down. I'm the one that's hurt. I'm the one that's injured, but I'm calming down these little humans. Hey, Jordan, Genevieve, guys, everything's going to be fine. Look, I have a towel. I stopped the bleeding. We're going to call Nina Betty. Nina Betty's going to help us out. She's going to come over, take care of you guys while Papi goes to the emergency room. Everything is going to be fine. God is going to be in control and everything's going to be okay. And when I did that, God was calming me down. And I'm like, dude, you're so good, God, because what you meant for them, you're actually using it for me too. Rejoicing, even when it doesn't make sense. And rejoicing doesn't mean like you have to be happy about it. It doesn't mean you're like, oh, heck yeah, I'm so glad that this situation just happened in my life. I'm that betrayal, that backstab, that loss of my friendship, that, you know, relationship. No, it doesn't mean you have to be happy about it. It just means you have to understand that God is in control. And I think when you know that, you understand that although it sucks, although it hurts, although it's not nice, God is in control. And I think that brings a peace that surpasses all understanding, right? Kind of coming back in the beginning of the episode where I said, you know, we want to make sense of a lot of things. And the truth is we do. I do. I want answers. I've had past relationships where I want closure, where I want to understand where all this stuff is going on and happening. And I'm realizing that closure is not needed. It's wanted, but it's not needed. Certain answers to certain questions, how beneficial is it really to know or to have that information? Is it really going to be helpful for you or is it going to be holding you back? You get me? And then as I'm journaling, because I do a lot of journaling, I do a lot of reading, a lot of self-development, workouts. I mean, if I give you my regimen, you'll see it's busy. But in my journal, it's like I'm having a conversation with God and I tell God, I'm like, hey, that wasn't right. That's not fair. I want to know what happened here and here and here. And I really feel like God answers back to me and he tells me, Mike, if I were to give you no answers and ask you to leave those questions in the mystery of me, of God, would you be okay with that? And I'll be honest, guys, I cried. And I was like, God, no, like, that's not fair. Like, I want answers. Like, I need to know. I need to know. And then God again tells me, Mike, but if I were to not answer your questions and I would ask you, would you still trust me? Would you? And although I want to be stubborn and say, no, God, I need you to answer these questions, when push comes to shove, I am going to trust God before I trust me. And if he knows it's best for me to just not know the answers, then I'm going to believe him. And I'm going to continue to live my life for him. So then as we continue going on, you know, you're just like, all right, so I have to leave that in the back burner because we're human beings and eventually you want to pick it up again and start asking the questions again. But before I get there, let's kind of leave it in the back burner and we continue in the process. And I say, God, fine, you don't answer the questions though. You know, what do I do with the pain? Like, what do I do with the hurt? And God starts telling me, start reading my word. And I'm like, okay, God, I've read your word many times. Like, what is it that you want me to do? And for me, guys, for Mike, I really feel like God is putting me in a season where he's telling me, I want you to start memorizing scripture. And not because I want it to become a thing where I just know how to recite Bible verses. No. Because God wants me to fight the lies that are out there in the world, the lies that are in here in my mind. He wants me to fight them with truth. I'll give you an example. I have a couple Bible verses that I've been writing in my notes, guys. And in these Bible verses, I'm like, I put Bible verses to memorize. So I have a lot of work to do. But, you know, so for example, 2 Timothy 1:7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. And there's different versions, and we can change it. Some versions say self-control. Which is something that I talked about previous episode. So it just goes to show you, like, that's how I battle the truth, or that's how I battle all the lies between my head and what's out there, is with truth. God has given me the ability to self-control, the ability to have power, the ability to have love. I have it. I just need to exercise it now, and I have to stop losing my battles in here and out there and start winning them with truth, so that I can continue moving forward. Because the truth is, at some point, you're going to want to stay stagnant. At some point, certain people want to stay in the pity and the sadness and the depression and the loneliness and all this stuff. And I'm walking through it, guys. Look, there's times where on certain days, I'm by myself and I feel whack. I'm like, where are my friends? I don't need to have someone on the phone with me all the time. I'm like, God, I'm by myself. And I feel like God just tells me, love yourself. Continue to learn and practice what you preach. Love yourself. Pray. Let go. Distract. Discover who you are. You know, many different things that happened in that time. But my goodness, do the thoughts and do the lies come in? Remember this, Mike, and remember this, and remember that day, and remember, oh, that makes sense. And you start trying to, like, it wants to consume you, and you have to fight it with truth. I have the power, I am loved, and I have the ability to have self-control. And we keep going, guys. There's more Bible verses. most people have, oh, I thought I had it written down. Romans 8:28 says something along the lines that God is going to work all things for the good for those who love him, right? Fill your heart with truth. Man, why am I going through this? This sucks. Like, oh no, like my life is over. This cannot be happening to me. And in the middle of that darkness, in the middle of, no, heck no, like I'm taking matters into my own hands, which we all want at some point. Stop. God's going to work it for its good for those that love him. Right? Why share this? Why am I doing this? Because like always, I have a heart where I want to help other people. I know I'm not the only one. Many of you have commented these past weeks, things that you guys need help with, prayer. And I'm more than happy to offer assistance in prayer, or guiding you in right places that can get you help, the proper help that we need, because we're not made to live this life alone. We were built to have community, to have friendships, to have someone we can connect with and say, hey, I know exactly what that feels like. I know exactly what they're going through and how I can help them. It's true. Now, all of us have had pain. And I've actually heard this from my counselor. We can have two things with that pain. It can just be pain and it can just hurt and suck. Or it can have purpose. And what I mean by purpose, I mean allowing it to be used to uplift those people around you. It comes back to rejoice and rejoicing even when it's not making sense. Are you guys following me? I know it can seem, or maybe sometimes my own mind, again, as I'm recording and doing this, my own mind tries telling me like, bro, like you're way off the point. Like you have no idea what you're doing. But the reality is it's like, that's the chaos that happens between here and the lies that happen on the exterior that you have to continue to feed yourself truth. And again, rejoicing, even when it doesn't make sense, is going to require you to do something that's very difficult to do, which is to let go, which is to say, it's fine if I don't understand. It's fine if I don't get closure. Well, that's not right. That's not fair. Yeah, we've talked about fairness, guys. We've had our discussions when it comes to, is life going to be fair and right and correct? No. But what we are going to do is we're going to continue to believe God, continue to trust in Him, and continue to know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not preaching, or maybe I am. I just hope, like in my mind, I feel like I'm extending a lifeline. Like I'm extending, you know, that red circle, the lifesaver that lifeguards throw out to save the person that's drowning. That's what I'm trying to do, guys, because I've needed it. There's been so many people in my life that have thrown it to me and I'm breathing. And now it's my turn to turn around and try to help. And even if I'm still battling with it, I still help. Why? Because we're broken. We're never going to be exactly ready to help others. It's never going to happen. The Mac effect, you know how long it took me to break through the, I want everything to be perfect, every detail to be perfect. If that was the case, I would have already been stopping the Mac effect. Like today, being late on the episode, done with it. Why keep going? But even if my progress looks like this, I'm going to keep progressing. Make sense? I hope I'm speaking to some of you. And one thing I do want to share with you guys that God has really hit me with when it comes to rejoicing, even when it doesn't make sense, pray. Pray, guys, okay? This was inspired by my cousin Marilyn, and I think she was inspired by her brother, but it's inspired by the Holy Spirit, her brother, which is my cousin too. So anyways, Hi, JJ. So with that, I want to share with you guys something that she gifted me the other day that I want to gift with you guys. So the other day I was stressing out because a part of me is like, man, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I just see the tunnel very, very far, the light of the tunnel very far. And my cousin starts sharing an experience that she was going through. So she lived out of the country, very far, somewhere in Europe, and she eventually moved back into the United States, and she was living with her dad at the time, and at some point, she wanted to branch off and find her own place, but realized with her income and her being single, she can't afford the rents in California. They're expensive. So her brother starts asking her questions. At least that's how I understood the story. Maybe I'm adding more crema to the tacos, but I mean, this is the story how I understood it. Like, he was asking her, like, you know, do you believe in God? And she was like, yes. You live your life for Him? Yes. So you deny yourself like fleshly pleasures because that's your way of sacrificing you for a relationship with Him, correct? Yeah. So why don't you start praying? And when I mean praying, start praying boldly. Like, ask your dad, ask your father, like the things exactly what you're looking for and what you need help in. Oh man, that started hitting me. And she was telling me like, you know what? You're right. Like, it's weird. Like, it's like I'm serving him. I'm denying myself. You know, I'm not saying we're perfect. No one's perfect. Of course we fail. But it's like, I genuinely do try to live my life for Christ. Like, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to hurt that person's feelings, and that's selfish of me. I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to go out and defend myself because then I'm going to hurt the hearts of these people. I'm not going to do, like, you limit yourself from so many things, and you're tithing to God. You serve in the church. You do all these things. But then when you need something, there's a part of you that's like, I'm not going to pray. And then I'm like, you know what? No. We do have to start praying boldly. We do have to start asking things like, you know, exactly to the T. What is it that you want? I need a place. I need a job. I need my marriage to be restored. I need a change to happen in my life. And this is the schedule that I need. And this is the schedule I need for the children. And this is what I need for to the dollar for my registration. And this is what I need for this and that and boom, boom. But detailed prayer. Start making those prayers to the details of like what you need in your life. And if the answer is God provides, glory to God. And if the answer is he doesn't provide, glory to God. We find another way. We realize that this wasn't the option. This is the next step. And then we try to figure it out. But the whole point is if we just stop after we tried, that's just not living. Why stop? We got to keep going. Make sense? Guys, do me a favor. Write down on the comments what's blessing you. Also, share with me what you need prayer in. Write in the comments to the details of what is it that you need God to do. And if you don't want to do it in the comments, you want to do it via email, go for it. Even if it's not to me, if it's in your own journal, do it. And let God work. Give him time to operate. Give him time to move. Give him time to like work in your situation. I don't know, guys. I hope you guys know that none of this I do it with the, like, someone told me once the other day, you're doing a lot of like subliminal messages or this and that. No, I'm not. I'm talking straightforward. I'm sharing, you know, how I process my emotions, feelings. I'm sharing my techniques. I'm listening to your guys's. I am listening to what the Word of God says. Pray for one another. The power of prayer. Like, man, that story that I just shared really pushed me to like, you got to start praying, and you got to start praying with like the details. Why not? That's your Father. If your kids, you know, one day grow up and something happens where they're like, Dad, I just got in an accident. I need $5,000. I need $10,000. It's an emergency. Are you going to hold your hand back and say no? As any parent would in an emergency, I'm here. Oh, I'm here. You see how I'm telling you guys how God speaks to me? Like, I felt it right now, spiritually, like him saying right now, I'm here. I've been here. I've been watching your steps. I've been seeing you. I've been every moment, the from the minute that you wake up to you start thinking and you start going through your process, and the minute that you call someone, the minute that you hang up, when you want to just be in the room and worship, when you have stuff you got to take care of and get done, when you have the kids around you, I'm there. And it's the truth. It's I don't know, man. I'm harking on that so much, but it's because it's so true. Like I know I'm not the only one that goes through defeat and feels like you're stuck there. But thank God for the people around me that tell me, nah, dude, speak truth into your life. Keep fighting the good fight with truth, with what the Word of God says, acting correctly. You have a moral inside of you. You have something that tells you this is the right thing to do. Do it. And again, I go back and forth. I am not saying we all handle the situations correctly. Sometimes you do need someone to slap you back into reality and say, hey, that's not how you act. That's not how you behave. God has to bring us back. Mentors and counselors have to bring us back. I mean, it's the reason why we have them. Because we need people to kind of give us una buena zarandeada, a good shake, and be like, bro, that's not how you act. Man up. Women up. Right? It's a lot. It's a lot. But it is possible to endure. It is possible to stand firm. And it is possible to rejoice even when it doesn't make sense. I'll finish off the episode with this Bible verse. And it's crazy because this has been my favorite Bible verse forever, forever, forever. I have a lot of favorite ones now, but this one has been my favorite. Like, it's been my go-to. And I hadn't read it in a while, so when I prepared the episode and I read it, I was like, it's like you knew, God. It's like you knew. You are teaching me how to identify who I am, which we all need to do, quite frankly, as human beings, as men, as women. You have to learn who you are. Like, for example, there's many people in this world that don't understand what hangry is. And I know you're laughing as I say that, but the truth is, that does exist. I didn't know that that was me. I used to think like, no, I don't get mad because I'm hungry. Like, that's not true. No, dude, I ended up realizing, yeah, that is me. I do need to eat so I'm not hungry, so I'm not angry. Because I tend to lash out if I am. Crazy. You have to learn who you are, what triggers you, what past traumas you have, like, you know, what insecurities you carry. Like, when I say inner child healing, you know, don't feel bad for me. I'm healing. I feel bad for the people that continue to do really bad mistakes because they don't take the time to heal. Crazy, right? So again, coming back to the Bible verse, God helps me identify the type of man that I am. I am someone that, yeah, I am someone that is in tune to his emotional side. Absolutely. But I am also in tune to the side where tough love has to be given and correction has to be done so that we can have a sense of direction and what we're doing, what we're growing up to be, character, you know, integrity and all this good stuff, right? Anyways, I say all that to come to the Bible verse. You guys are going to get to know my heart a little bit right now, a little bit more. Matthew 5:4. God bless those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Sometimes it feels like, where is he? And his word just confirms that he's always been there. And it's been a Bible verse. I kid you not, guys. People that know me, they know that I've been this. Every time they ask me what's my favorite Bible verse, is that, because I have, like, I feel for other people. God gives me the ability, not always, and I'm not perfect at this. Maybe I have to develop it more, but I can feel other people. And it's a blessing to feel when other people are sad and they're mourning. But it's also hard because you feel. And you're opening yourself up for people to talk crap, you know, like, because people make fun of you. It's okay. I've shared it in the past and I'll say it again. Whoever's out there watching and this blesses you, you're worth it. I don't care if people believe me or they don't believe me. If you believed me and it touched your heart and it got you to think a little bit and got you maybe a little bit closer to God, praise the Lord. Anyways, guys, that's the Bible verse that has blessed me. You that are mourning, God is there. He sends the comforter. Amen. JJ's in the background saying amen. God bless you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week and hopefully on time. All right. God bless you guys. Peace.